Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
6 o'clock, 65 degrees.
Beautiful football weather, man. Felt good, didn't it? And the nice thing is with our studio, this is going to stay 65 degrees here in the studio all morning.
Right now, it's very comfortable.
We've worked together for over a year, and every day, Aaron will spend eight different times trying to get that thermostat to adjust. I've said we're just going to get a fire pit in here. We should, Ryan. We should get a fire pit. The reason I mentioned that, too, is because my wife, Kathy's coming home today. She's been gone for a couple days. Thanks for the notes, by the way. I had a couple emails from people that said a couple thoughts and prayers for Kathy's mom at hip replacement surgery. She's doing great, but Kathy's coming home today. So the first thing I did, and I was telling you yesterday afternoon, I had to turn the thermostat up from 70 to 70.
And what was my response?
She'll know. So absolutely.
We have some kind of radar when the thermostat is touched. I don't know why.
My mom and dad would go out of town for the weekend when I was in high school, and I was a pretty clean kid when I was in high school. She knew. She knew what I ate on Saturday. She's like, "Did you have mac and cheese with hot dogs sliced into it 48 hours ago?" I'm like, "How the hell did you?" In my mind, I'd clean the kitchen. We lived in an apartment, so it wasn't like it was a massive, sprawling kitchen. She knew.
It's mom intuition. I don't know why we have this ability, but we do. We know when the thermostat's been touched. We know what's missing from the refrigerators and the cupboards.
See, now this is one of those times that I like being a guy because I don't care about the temperature because I've given up on that thermostat after 16 years here. And we're not bitching. We're just telling you. I guarantee you over half the people who are listening right now that work in an office space go through the exact same thing that you do every day. You ride roughshod on that thing. You're going to get it to work one day.
One day.
It'll never happen.
I know. That's why I have a wide array of hoodies sitting in the office to choose from.
And one of them says Lions Super Bowl. That's how optimistic Aaron is.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
Thanks, Boy Scott. What do we got, Aaron?
It's a pair of tickets to Game of Thrones live concert experience, Little Caesars Arena, October 9th. Tickets on sale at 313 Presents Venue Box Office and LiveNation.com. But we'll take caller number 31-248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. Good luck.
I hope the fat guy doesn't die in season one. The wimpy dude with Jon Snow. Don't tell me. I'm on episode 5 now. I can only watch like one or two episodes and then I'm done. I'm good for a while. It's a lot going on in that show when you're
talking
watching
about
it.
Hodor.
Is that his name?
Hodor.
I don't know. I just go, you know, guy with pancake face, and then there's Jon Snow, and then the short guy, and then there's big guy, and then there's Winterfell dad, and then the mom, and then there's the kid who got pushed out the window die, and then there's the brother and sister who are hooking up those guys, and yeah, then there's eunuch dude, and yeah, I've got them all labeled. Is that wrong? I don't know all the names. You guys like say it like, you know, Hodor of Northfell. I'm like, nope.
No, it's Hodor of Winterfell, and then there's Queen Cersei. Sorry, I'm a nerd. I'm really
you're not alone.
I'm into Game of Thrones. I'm just into Game of Thrones, and this is the final season, and I'm hoping they do spinoffs.
It's not going to be the final season. They're going to go out and tour with Kiss. A lot of people don't know that.
I've invited Jon Snow to tour with us. We'll wrap up at Kobo of Winterfell.
Season 4, it's Big Jim's House, 65 degrees. All right, what's coming up in sports?
Wings start off the preseason on a high, and the Tigers close out on a low.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's House.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know?
Call or text 248-398-W.
Friendly Money, Equal Housing Lender.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 612. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Going on now, the Metro Spa Show, Jacuzzi, Sundance Spas, and Fantasy Spas, lowest price guaranteed. MetroSpaShow.com, hosted by Allstate Home Leisure at Shaner and Hall in Sterling Heights. It ends Sunday. Michael Rasmussen scored 132 of overtime last night to lift the Detroit Red Wings past the Penguins in their preseason opener at Little Caesars Arena, the final 3-2. Now, they're going to hit the ice again tonight against Chicago. The puck will drop at 7:30.
Oh, my God, it looked fantastic. Just seeing him skating last night, man. The Wings are back. Didn't even have time to think about the Lions or the Tigers. Anyway, had to mention that.
Do you live in a neighborhood where when the Wings are doing really well, people have air horns and they play them every time the Wings score a goal?
No. We do have a kid, though, across like kitty corner to us, though, that he's a big hockey player, and he's got a net that his dad built with a little slab out there, so he shoots hockey pucks all the time. That's his thing. And it's cool, but like when the Red Wings are going, he's out there all the time, because we live in Waterford, and everybody thinks they're going to be the next Dylan Larkin. Although this kid's really good. So
gotcha. Yeah,
that's what we hear. Because you never hear people playing sports around your neighborhood.
Oh, we have the next Bill Laimbeer living next
door.
There
you go. Moving forward.
Minnesota's offense pounded Detroit's pitching, helping the Twins beat the Tigers 8-2 yesterday to complete the 3-game sweep at Comerica. The Cats' last homestand of the season continues to take on the Royals. First 4 games tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Matthew Boyd has the start. And the Tigers have received right-handed pitcher Logan Shore from the Oakland Athletics to complete last month's Mike Fiers trade. The 23-year-old was the second player to be named in the deal. The first one was another pitcher, Nolan Blackwood. NFL Thursday Night Football, it's the Jets and Browns. My little dog, Tito Santana, 2-pound Chihuahua, has taken the Browns. He's a fan of the dog pound. Now, take on Tito is back. Want to remind you, you still have time to get in your picks because this year, we have big prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. And you can also win a trip in our company-wide contest for two to Hawaii.
Yes.
Really easy to sign up. Just text the keyword Tito, that's T-I-T-O, to 248-398-9279. That's Tito, T-I-T-O, to 248-398-WCSX.
Is this a game the Browns lose? I picked the Browns as well. But isn't this like national TV? We're all expecting to get their first win in over a year. They're going to unlock the Bud Light. They've got the entire cases of Bud Light chained up in Cleveland. They're going to open. Is this the game that the Browns tonight will figure out some way to lose in some weird-ass way?
Well, Tito doesn't think so.
Okay. There are treats on the floor. The dog goes either left or right.
Look, at he's kicking all of our bums.
There are treats on the floor. I'm not bitter about those. CSX Big Jim's House 622, 66 degrees, and it's time for our favorite segment, Butt Break. In Big Jim's House, we're going to talk about butts right now. There's a couple butt stories and things that come out of butts. Aaron was so excited to show me this morning that one of the first picture I saw on a computer today was what?
Dogs pooping, because this is what I'm getting you for Christmas. Not a dog pooping, but it's the must-have gift for Christmas this year. It is a pooping pooches calendar.
Okay, stop right there. It is not the must-have thing for Christmas this year. No.
It is.
It's a calendar of nothing but dogs pooping.
Yes, it is 12 months of photos with dogs doing their business, but there's a...
You have to use butt for the okay,
yes.
Conjunction there? Nice. All right.
They're doing their duty in scenic locations.
Oh, because that makes it better?
Yes.
This has got to be for charity. Please tell me this is for charity.
It is. It's been around for a few years.
Right.
I think they started this in like 2015. You can also buy corresponding postcards. The calendar is $14.99, and $1 from each calendar goes to the Maui Humane Society.
No, they're going to sell out. People are going to buy that all over the place.
Oh, yeah. This year's edition, you ready?
Yeah.
Features a Jack Russell Terrier, a Beagle, a Labrador, a Treeing Walker Coonhound, and my personal favorite, I do believe it's the month of, January, February, March, April, May, June. It's a lovely French bulldog.
Okay. No chihuahuas in there?
I didn't see a chihuahua, but there was one in last year's edition.
Okay. If you want to see this, we'll text it to you, go for it. Feel like it. You want to see a dog pooping calendar, we'll send it to you.
Poop.
Yeah, of course.
That's the keyword, P-O-O-P.
Told you it's going to be a butt break.
248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. Text the keyword poop. You have to see how majestic December is.
You don't need to look at this.
With the nice pine trees in the background.
There's nothing majestic about a dog pooping. I don't care if it's on the moon. It's a dog pooping. Why? I mean, as a novelty gift, yeah. Are there people who seriously buy this for the photos and the quality of it?
I doubt that highly, but the point is that you're getting one for Christmas.
Okay. I'll put it in the office.
But I'm going to take Tito's...
Quit saying butt every time we talk about this story. Would you please find something else? Everything's butt. Butt. Like I know it comes out of the butt. Butt.
What I'm going to do is take Tito's little face and put it over the top of every dog.
All right. You're Tito'd out, by the way. It's 6:30 and you're done talking about Tito. Between the football picks and everything else, you've hit your Tito quota and it's 6:25. The other butt story we wanted to talk about, oh my God, there's a lot of people texting in the keyword for the dog's pooping calendar. The next story, this comes out of Virginia. As part of our butt break, this was actually happening in a grocery store. Here's the report.
This next story is a reminder to always wash your produce. A Virginia man went to jail for allegedly rubbing grocery store produce right there on his rear end. Yes, video shows him then putting the items back on store shelves. But tonight, he says the video doesn't tell the whole story. He says he was only pretending to rub the food on his behind as a prank that he wanted to post on YouTube. But store employees, they didn't think it was funny and didn't take any chances. They called police and destroyed several pounds of fruits and vegetables.
The fruit is safe. I didn't really put it in there or anything. I just kind of like used my hand to, you know.
Do you regret it at this point?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a video of the guy rubbing produce on his butt. Fruit and vegetables, by the way. He was not particular to one or the other.
Why fruit, though? It's very sticky.
Okay, why are we thinking about that? You and Ryan both had the same question. That's really creepy. This dude, keywords for that is butt, because you want to see between dog poop and butt produce, which, by the way, great morning show. I missed them. They were fantastic. Oh, God, dog poop had the funniest jokes. Remember butt produce to do those parody songs? God, they're hilarious. The guy, this video, you'll see him. He's just rubbing produce and fruit on his butt. You don't remember that song by the Rolling Stones, Brown Peppers? Remember that song, Said of Brown Sugar? Brown Peppers!
No, I don't remember that one.
You don't taste so good.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
There's a joke about corn and butt produce that I will not do.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Uh-oh, do I hear a dial tone? Because this party is off the hook!
Caller.
CSX Big Jim's house, 637, 66 degrees. Have you ever shown your kid an inappropriate movie or maybe done this? I have a tendency of doing this when I was our oldest boy, when he was like 14. I figured we were on vacation and I figured he was old enough now and he'd already been watching Family Guy, so I took him to go see Ted, the movie.
Oh no.
Shame.
I wouldn't say shame, but it, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward in the old movie theater. I thought, well, how much worse can it be than Family Guy? And then we're watching the movie and it's like, wow, okay, I didn't remember that this way. But there's certain things in movies you don't remember. You know, like you remember, like you and I were talking about the Goonies in the studio while we were playing Georgia Satellites. We remember it romantically. You connected back to your neighborhood in Mount Clemens and all your friends and doing crazy stuff, right? So there's like a romantic kind of, it just makes you feel good when
yeah,
you think about it.
It's nostalgia for me.
Okay, so that was last night. Our Adam and I are home alone. My wife's out of town for a couple of days, so she's coming back today. So last night, I've shown him Goodfellas this week. We sat down as a father and son and watched it. And then we said, well, I'm going to show him another movie. I showed him this one last night. Well, I don't see. Here's the thing.
Who is it?
Mr. Pizza Guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir.
Order the double cheese and sausage.
Right here, dude.
Okay, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, right?
Oh, that's not bad parenting. That's a cult classic.
Here's the thing. You and I both remember it the same way. Spicoli, right? All the party stuff. Hey, bud, let's party, dude. And, you know, what's his name? The guy Bradley with working at the store and all that stuff. When's the last time you actually sat down and watched Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
A couple weeks ago. It was
okay. What was the entire premise of that movie? What's the whole point of that movie? It's sex. They're all trying to have sex.
I never looked at it that way.
I'm telling you, man. Bradley's fantasizing about Phoebe Cates, right? The whole
the whole scene.
The Bradley's sister, what does she do? She hooks up with the stereo salesman, then she hooks up with Rat's best friend, Damone. Cheap trick, you're going to love them, right?
Yeah, and then she ends up,
going to do that, and then eventually she's trying to hook up with Ratner, and it doesn't happen. I'm telling you, that whole movie, when you're sitting there watching it with your son, you're like, I don't remember this movie being all about trying to have sex in high school.
But that was really what everybody did anyhow in real life, so.
But you're telling your kid it's going to be a wacky comedy. This is like so much fun, man. And then you're sitting there and.
I don't know. I never had an incident with my kids, but I took my grandma to the show for the cheap show to pay $3, and we watched the Players Club.
Yeah.
With my grandma, that was bad.
Yeah. Let's see a lot of nursing homes going to 50 Shade movies. CSX, Big Jim's house, 649, 66 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. All right. Aaron was telling us yesterday that you saw something you've never seen before on the roads.
Yes, and maybe our law enforcement friends who listen to Big Jim's house can answer this question. Do you pull over buses for violations? I'm talking about like MDOT buses or the fast buses. Because yesterday when I left here, went out to turn on 8 Mile, and a Detroit police officer pulled over a bus. And I've never seen that before in my life.
Oh, you're not alone. I most folks listening right now, I have never seen a bus pulled over. And he was riding a ticket, had him out, and had the lights on, the whoop-whoop and everything?
He had the lights on, and he was out talking to the bus driver, and I'm thinking, well, what did he do to get pulled over? Was he speeding? Because, you know, they're nailing people on 8 Mile left and right for going over the speed limit.
Well, I drive in from Waterford, so I'm going south on 75. I've seen some of the fast buses in the freeway. They live up to the hype, man. I mean, they're moving.
Don't get me
wrong. I know they've got governors on them, but, man, they're hauling. That's a great question. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number, or you can call or text us. However, though, for this instance, maybe it wasn't the bus driver's fault. Have you thought about that?
Well, whose fault was it?
The guy, you remember this?
There's a bomb on the bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
So maybe they were filming Speed 4?
Exactly. Yeah, because Speed 2 was the one with the boat. But no, seriously, never seen. So you saw, man, a bus getting pulled over.
Yes. So if there's a bus driver listening too, is that common? Like what happens if you get a ticket if you're a bus driver?
They may not be able to call because they're doing 170 miles an hour right now.
That is a possibility.
We'll get their crew chief to call.
The fast buses on Gratiot scare me.
When they put fast on the side, the bus drivers looked down and said, game on.
I know.
Game on. CSX, Big Jim's house, a little before 7 o'clock. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, you were telling us that you actually saw a bus get pulled over yesterday by a cop getting a ticket.
And I've never seen that before in my life, so I asked the question this morning. I was asking for either a police officer to get in touch with the details on, like, if they actually pull over buses or a bus driver.
None of us have ever seen a bus get pulled over by a cop before.
But we heard from a police officer.
Yeah.
Who says, we do stop buses, but it's very rare. It could be a traffic violation. It could be something equipment or safety related. And there have been times you may have to deliver an emergency notice to locate a passenger. And then he said, sometimes it can even be an unruly passenger where the driver's called for help. So it will look like a traffic stop, but it's actually a call for service.
Or you could be calling because of this.
There's a bomb on the bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
That's the more logical thing, that is part of speed.
Well, that explains every bus going up and down Gratiot on the fast line.
They scare you, don't they? Those fast buses?
They're terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. Those bus drivers were actually taken from Mad Max. I always laugh about them. It's cool. So, okay, that's a new one. Have never, ever, ever seen a bus get pulled over before.
So I got one of my big questions of the week answered today. Thank you.
You feel good now? You know now?
Yes, because it was bothering me all afternoon.
Why they got pulled over?
Or if that's like a common thing. And if it isn't common, it needs to be.
Because of the fast buses?
Yes, I hate them.
Maybe you should rename it, like Practical Bus Service or Really Calm, Didn't Have That Much Coffee This Morning Bus Service.
Yeah, not in a hurry to keep on schedule buses.
That'd be a long logo on the site. Not in a hurry, but we're on schedule. Yeah.
Lunch is always the best.
The CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, are playing the game show, not what or where, but
who the hell bought it?
We're going to start off in Pontiac. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
All right.
Okay, Aaron's got the receipt.
It is from Sonic. It's America's Drive-In. It's one blue coconut slush medium, one medium mango slush for a grand total of $2.33. So, who the hell bought it?
I think Aaron did.
Yep.
Yes!
Absolutely.
Well done, Bill. Yes! You are going to see Bat Out of Hell, the musical, at the Fox Theater. Yeah, it was last Sunday. I went grocery shopping, and it was super hot, and there's a Sonic right by the Meijer on Gratiot in Mount Clemens, and I'm like, you know what? Today's a good slushy day. And then I looked at the clock and realized it was between 2 and 4.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Man, that stuff's good stuff.
No matter what time it is, isn't it?
Absolutely. I wonder how many people go to Sonic, you get the slushies, take them home, like, during the weekend, and add something to them. Am I the only one thinking about spiking one of those?
No, I do it all the time.
You spike them?
Yeah.
With what?
Vodka, gin.
She can only have one bottle because if you put more than one, they rattle around in the car. I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
Yeah, no, until totally I get kidding. My Jimmy Buffett margarita machine.
Sonic is your go-to?
Yes.
Okay, in the prime of the pump. Hey, Bill, thanks for listening, brother. We'll see you down there at the Fox Theater for Bat Out of Hell.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
All right.
I can't believe you've never tried that before.
Gotta Google that. I bet you there's recipes online. Gotta be. All right, coming up next, what have you been hit with? Start thinking about that. We'd love to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX. What have you been hit with? CSX, Big Jim's House, 723. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and what have you been hit with? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. We want to hear from you. I know it's a weird topic, but it's relevant because this mascot for the University of Colorado, the Buffaloes, he's out there, and they got a T-shirt cannon. It's a full-size T-shirt cannon. Now, what you're going to hear is a T-shirt cannon going off. So what? The T-shirt cannon goes off. You shoot the T-shirt cannon all the time, right? They shoot it up into the crowd. Everybody goes at. It was pointing the wrong way.
Right into the man bits.
Yes. Shot him. Shot himself right in the you-know-what. Took him off on a cart. Never took the helmet off. Never took the mascot outfit off. That is mascot integrity right there.
We've already talked about the dangers of T-shirt cannons because remember, Maude died on The Simpsons.
Exactly. Was killed by a T-shirt cannon.
Exactly.
And this, I've never seen anyone get hit right in the junk, though. T-shirt.
And I don't even have man bits, and that makes me cringe.
We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. Same number used to call us. Of course, the keyword is...
Chip.
Yeah, Chip. We were trying to come up with other keywords, and none of them were appropriate to say on the radio. But there it is.
Oh!
And it took like a split... Watch the video. It takes the mascot about a split second to realize how much pain they're in.
Wouldn't that be instantaneous? I'm not a man, so I don't know. Isn't it instantaneous pain?
No, there are some things when you get hit there, it takes a little while to process what just happened to you. Seriously. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. What have you been hit with?
When my brother went through his ninja stage, he hit me with a Chinese star.
We got Hayes standing by. He was a bouncer at one point. We'll talk with Hayes about this. Want to hear from you, though. 248-398-WCSX. What were you hit with? Other than a T-shirt cannon, of course.
A T-shirt cannon.
I got a family member who was hit with a skull at Disneyland.
What?
Yeah, I have a story for you next. It's Big Jim's House, 725. Morning. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 732. About 10 or 15 minutes from now. Let me go 15 minutes. Dinner in a movie. Golden ticket passes to Imagine Theater. And then Aaron's been telling us all about this all week, and I'm jonesing for this. Penn Station East Coast Subs. Fries. You've been talking about their fries.
You haven't had it yet? Seriously?
I have not been this week. I've not been. I've been too busy watching mascots get shot in the private parts. You got to have focus, Aaron. You got to focus in on what's important, and this sound is what's important. You just jumped. You actually jumped. Oh.
Because I've watched the video, and I feel so bad for that poor guy.
It's a T-shirt can. I've never seen this. This is why we're talking about it in the studio. And we want to hear from you as well. 248-398-WCSX. What have you been hit with? This is the mascot for the Colorado Buffaloes. Has the big T-shirt cannon in their hand. It's pointing the wrong way. Doesn't realize it pulls the trigger and...
T-shirt.
Oh, right in the junk, man. Hit him right there. And if you want to see the video, we've got it for you. 248-398-WCSX. Keyword is...
Chip.
My cousin Timmy once stood up at Disneyland. He saw the skull that would talk to you and say, turn around on the Pirates of the Caribbean. So he stood straight up in the little car thing. If you've ever been to Disneyland, it kind of floats down.
Yeah.
He stood up and his head would just lined up perfectly with the skull and he split his head open at Disneyland. Oh, yeah. They had to leave. I was a kid and I was mad at him. We got to leave Disneyland.
Don't they have like emergency services there?
Oh, yeah. As soon as we got to the bottom, they stopped us and walked. It was kind of cool to see the back. It's not exactly the way you'd want to do it with your cousin bleeding all over the place. But, yeah, he just stood straight up. I mean, all the way in the front of the boat, too. How he didn't fall off the boat, because it's a pretty good drop.
Yeah.
He hit it, went straight back. And I was looking around, so all you hear was like this really... And then back he comes. There's blood everywhere.
Damn cousins, they ruin everything.
I know. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. What was your... Oh, what was your chip moment? You got hit with something like that. We can text messages coming in, too.
Christy says, my brother used to shoot me with a BB gun when we were kids. Amen. I can second that.
Ryan came in and was talking about that. I guess everybody got shot. I got shot with an Epsom salt rifle once. The salt bullets.
Oh.
We cut through an orchard, like an orange grove or something, when I was growing up out in California.
And the farmer wasn't having it?
Nope. We all knew. Got shot right in the butt. Didn't feel good at all.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't.
I think I have that sound of that, actually.
Get
her, man. 243-398-WCSX. Now, what'd you get hit with?
I got shot in the head. Shot in the head with a paintball about 19 years ago. Now I have to take medication for epilepsy.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? So how close were they when they shot you?
Well, we were out in the field, and I was in a hole, and I popped up out of the hole, I don't know, maybe 60 feet. He shot me point blank.
Oh, my God.
Point blank in the side of the head. Yeah. Well, it was at Lone Wolf Paint Club, paintball club out in the field.
We're sorry. Oh, yeah. Thanks for sharing the story. We're sorry to hear that, though. That's horrible.
Yeah, well... Hey, I'm here to tell the story.
Nope. And you're taking the meds, but the meds help. You're okay?
Oh, yeah. I just had a couple of Grand Mals since then, but I'm good.
Amen. You are.
Listen how cool she is about it. You're like the coolest person listening right now. You're so calm about this.
Well, you know, I wish I knew the guy who did it because, you know, he took off out of the hole, and I didn't get a chance to unlock my round on him. But, oh, well. It is what it is. Nothing you can do. I just never play it anymore.
Wow. All right. Well, that's the damnedest story of the day. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
And thank you, and have a great day yourself.
Wow. Okay, one more real quick. Heather in Garden City. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Good morning, Aaron. So when I was about 12, I was quite the tomboy. So I'm playing hockey with the kids on the block. I'm goalie. All of a sudden, Mickey Menini, he just does a slap shot. It hits me straight in my knee. Of course, got no pads or anything. We're just playing in jeans and tennis shoes. And he starts cracking up. And I'm like, at first, I'm like crying. And then he wouldn't stop laughing. And I dropped my hockey stick and I started chasing his little ass. I chased him all the way to his back door. And he got in the house just in the nick of time because I was going to kick his ass.
That's how fired up you are, Heather.
The things we remember from our childhood.
You're going to beat this kid with that stick. All right, Heather, you're awesome. Thanks for listening to The Morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks. All right. See ya. Bye.
CSX Big Jim's House 752. Congrats to Dawn and Warren. She won our dinner and a movie. We'll do that again tomorrow morning. And coming up in less than 8 minutes, your first chance for Big Jim's House Money cash giveaway. But you need the app.
Yes, it's very easy to do. You just text the keyword app, that's APP, to 248-398-9279, and we'll send you a link to both the Android and the iTunes platform. You download the one that your phone is, that's compatible with your phone, and then at 8 o'clock when we give the keyword, you just open up the app, click on the little logo for Big Jim's House, enter the keyword, and then you could walk away with $1,000 in our company-wide contest.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, actually, the app. It's just opening up. It's really simple. It's the first thing you'll see on there. By the way, just a quick little note. Obviously, you can listen to us online that way. You can stream the radio station. But I noticed something on the very bottom of the page that whoever did this, very smart. It's got a built-in alarm.
Yep.
So, yeah, nice touch, man. Again, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is app, APP. My problem was I went crazy on the alarm thing because there's like different sounds.
Yes.
I settled on Clock Tower.
I did that. I was playing with that too, actually.
Very London. CSX Big Jim's House 8:07, which means you've still got about 7.5 minutes to get the keyword in for Big Jim's House Money Cash Giveaway. That keyword is
greater, G-R-E-A-T-E-R. Enter it into the new WCSX app. If you're randomly selected in our company-wide contest, you could win $1,000.
All right, text us. APP is the keyword for that. We'll send that app right to you there, and I've got that on my paper here.
It's like a giant piece of cardboard.
Yeah, Ryan makes a copy, our producer, every morning. The reason I was doing that was it's kind of a really heavy bond. Like, I mean, this thing, if you hit somebody in the head with this, it would knock them out. It would hurt, which is our conversation this morning because it wasn't so much in the face. This mascot for the University of Colorado, the Buffaloes, had a T-shirt cannon, decided to shoot the T-shirt cannon to some of the supportive fans. T-shirt. Whoa.
Ow.
Here's a problem. The T-shirt cannon was pointed the wrong way.
Right at his man bits.
Had it angled at that perfect 27-degree lift like all baseball players want when they hit a home run, and it went right there. I mean, you could, if you tried to do that on purpose, and there's no way. Again, we'll text you that. If you want to see the video, you can check it out for yourself. maybe if you're having a bad day, you feel better about yourself. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
chip.
Yeah, we were wrestling with other keywords for that.
Ouch would have been a good one, too.
There's no way, as a wacky mascot stunt, I'm going to shoot myself in the private parts with a t-shirt cannon. Can you do me a favor on Google? Can you look something up? We want to hear from you guys, by the way. 248-398-WCSX. What have you been hit with? How fast does a t-shirt come out of one of those cannons?
How fast does a t-shirt...
Because listen to, I mean, we've all seen them. And now, like, the Tigers even had that one Mahindra, the little Jeep copy thing driving around, shooting those things off. I mean, how fast do one of those t-shirts come out of those cannons? I mean, because they go, what, to the second deck?
Claimed the shirt was capable of firing 100 t-shirts every 60 seconds.
All right, that's just timing on it, so it can go fast. But I'm just wondering. No,
I'm not the only one to... Google this, by the way.
Oh, seriously? All right.
Yeah.
248-398-WCSX. Look that up. Let's get Mike on the phone here. Mike, go ahead, man.
I got nailed with a jerk right in the shin bone. Not this new jerk, the old school ones with the steel tips.
Oh, did it actually puncture your skin?
Oh, well, it punctured, hit the bone. It took like 5 months for it to heal.
Oh, my gosh.
Those things were like flying pieces of sharpened rebar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Back in the old days, they were steel. They didn't have these new ones with the Velcro ends on them and whatever safety stuff.
Didn't they ban the old lawn jarts, though?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Because things like that, wouldn't you always hear, like, you know, the horror stories of people getting one stuck in their head? And you're the first person I've ever talked to, Mike. I don't know about you, Aaron. I've never actually talked to somebody who was impaled with a lawn jart. You're the first, Mike.
Yep. Right in the shin bone.
Oh, God, dude. All right. Well, thanks for sharing the call, man. Have a good day. Thanks for listening, too.
Take care.
All right.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Okay, that's a new one. Those were my lawn jarts, man. Remember, that was always the story. Someone got hit in the head. That's why they took them away, because one got stuck in their skull. And so what have you been hit in the head with? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. We're talking about this mascot that hit himself in the private parts with a t-shirt cannon. So what have you been hit with other than, that doesn't have to be in the head, just what have you been hit with? You find the speed yet?
No, but it uses CO2.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen to the sound. I know that. I mean, I knew that because when you watch them, you can see the release of it, too. So people are Googling how fast is a t-shirt cannon, because they come flying out of there, man. 248-398-WCSX. If you want to see the video, of course, we'll text it to you. The keyword is
chip. You can make your own. They have directions. Make your own t-shirt cannon using parts from your local...
My nephew, made one like that out of PVC pipe. We used the little accelerator and the igniter, the button you can get like in Harbor Freight or anywhere. And we launched a dead chipmunk once just to see if it would fly. It was dead.
Aww.
What do you mean, oh, it's dead? We didn't like kill the thing and do it. It was already dead. And by the way, just if you're curious, yeah, they fly. Absolutely. Sounds like this.
Jim.
It was already gone. It was like we were, whatever. There's flying squirrels. There should be flying chipmunks.
I'm appalled.
I didn't do it. Josh did it. I'll give you his number. Greg, go ahead.
So when I was about 10 years old, I was playing croquet with another buddy of mine out in the neighborhood. And he decided to do a trick shot. And I got in the way, apparently. And he hit me with a croquet mallet right in the dinger.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It buckled right over in tears, just hurting. And, Mom saw it happen from the back window in the kitchen, and she decided she was going to run out into the neighborhood and check my junk in front of everybody and make sure I was okay.
Because that's what moms do.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Well, love her to death, but good Lord, Mom, really, right now?
All right, Greg, that's the best call of the morning, brother. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, have a great day, brother.
All right, there he goes. Hey, real quick, someone just texted in. You still got a couple minutes left for the Big Jim's House Money Cash giveaway. I actually got like 2 minutes left. The keyword, of course, is...
Greater, G-R-E-T-E-R.
G-R-E-A-T-E-R.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to type back to a message. What's the keyword?
Aaron, in case you don't know, if you text the show, this entire building could be on fire. And everybody's like, hold on! Hold on! Hold on! So, it's, yeah, greater. They got 2 minutes left.
G-R-E-A-T-E-R. I can spell, I promise. I'm just really suck at multitasking.
Did you find... We've never found out how fast
this... I'm working on it.
Okay, well, you better work on it. This is going to happen to you.
No!
Okay. Yeah, I would. We wouldn't do that to you. Producer Ryan?
No, or a dead chipmunk, yeah.
You got to let it go. Because we let it go and it sounded like this.
T-shirt.
CSX Big Jim's House 822. We just heard some thunder booms here. Yeah, a little rain rolling through the Motor City right now. Different colors. Yeah, we're looking at the radar right now, the 94.7 triple Doppler 9000 radar that we have here.
The triple Doppler 9003.
We just sent Aaron outside. She goes, it's raining, Jim.
That's what happens, too. Oh, it's really coming down. I heard thunder.
Told you, man. Jerry Hodak retired. He took all the tools with him. Damn you, Jerry. 66 degrees right now. Yeah, a line of storms rolling through the area. Be careful out there. So last night, you were talking about in the office this morning. I missed it. America's Got Talent. Gene and Kiss were on America's Got Talent.
Normally, I don't watch that show, but because Kiss was going to be performing on the Final Results show, I wanted to tune in and watch. And oh, my gosh.
I'm blown away, man. There's some big news. We'll get to that in just a second. But here's just a little clip of them last night. Get it, Paul. So, in the midst of them opening up the show last night with Detroit Rock City, we find out at some point during that they made an announcement that this upcoming tour is going to be
their very last tour.
And I think, is that what they're calling it now? What was the name of it? Like, it's the very last tour or something like
No, it's like the ground, hold on.
The grand farewell, Gene Simmons, I will leave COBOL tour.
It's end of the road farewell tour.
So you go.
They're calling it.
Kiss is hitting the road one last time. You want to see the information? You want to see the performance from last night as well? We got all that posted for you. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Kiss.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from Kiss. I will see you at COBOL right across from the Puncher Train. when the Crown folks came back and took over what was the Poncha Train,
mm-hmm.
I really, and this is a true story, I tried to get them to dedicate a floor just to Kiss because of everything that happened at the Poncha Train back in the day. All the legendary stories of what happened there. And I actually made a presentation to the Crown people and they didn't buy in.
Why not?
Wouldn't you want to stay on a floor where all sorts of freaky things happened with Kiss back in the 70s before they did shows at COBOL?
Don't think so.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't want to be in a room with Gene Simmons as much as I love that band.
Yes, but he would want to be in a room with you. Hello. One of my favorite photos. I will find it. They would get in full gear, like in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
And walk across the street from the Ponch over to COBOL. It's snowing. But we're Kiss. Final tour, man. We'll text it to you. Keyword Kiss. CSX Big Jim's House, 833. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, our resident young guy in the studio. And you had told us about this Tuesday. We were talking about it, Ryan, how... I'm real curious, folks, if you're listening right now, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Anyone either still live or has anyone bought back the house they grew up in? You guys are actually, your sister's in the process of trying to do this right now?
Yeah, my sister, they put their house up for sale and we're looking, and we've always talked about how we'd love to go back to that house because we kind of had to leave, didn't want to. And finally on Tuesday, I think it was, she sent us the Zillow thing for it and that it finally got put back up for sale. So now they're going after it.
So how many years did you live in that house?
20... Like, I don't know, between 15 and 20. I can't really remember.
Okay, so you live there, but you
moved there when I was 3.
All right. And then your sister and them, everybody was there, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, at least for a good portion of the time. They were there for their high school years.
But how long have you been out of the house?
Eight or 9 years now.
So, is your mom cool with this?
I think so. I know they actually went and saw it yesterday, and I know it was pretty emotional for her just because of a lot of that work is a lot of the work in the house is still the same, and all of that tile and all the flooring and everything was done by my dad.
Oh, they went in yesterday?
Yeah, they went and saw it yesterday. Yeah, before. There's an open house Saturday. We were going to wait till then to go, but everybody ended up going. I couldn't make it, but everybody else ended up going yesterday and seeing it.
248-398-WCSX. Just think about that, like trying to buy. My cousin has told the people who live in my grandma's house that she will buy the house from them if they were put it on the market. But all she wants to do is have a big family reunion at this house and maybe have it for about a month and then resell it. That's her thing. But she just wants to get into grandma's house one more time. It's kind of like your situation. My grandma moved away suddenly. Somebody got sick. Things like that happened. And it was, we never really had like, can you have closure on a home?
I think so.
Yeah. It's where you grew up.
Well, I did. I went back and I threw rocks at the house I grew up in, and then a bulldozer came and tore it down because there's only so many rocks you can throw.
Why is she crying, Jenny? Nice. First couple. That was good. I like
Sorry.
That one. No, that was good.
No, I would love to have the house that I grew up in, but the guy won't sell it to me.
Ever or just you've asked?
I've asked. No. I'm going to just wait for him to...
248-398-WCSX to go away. 248-389-9279 is our studio number. This is interesting, though, man. And you have to be conflicted about going into this house. I mean, it brings back a bunch of good memories, but also there's some pretty rough. Anyone's lived in a house for any. There's rough memories as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it'll be awesome to go back in there and just, you know, we had a pool. Our backyard was, we always called it like the mini Playboy mansion.
Yeah.
Because it was, I mean, TVs out there, hot tub, pool, everything. It was awesome, and we never wanted to leave. I think I'd be super excited to, but then I think I'd walk into certain rooms and be like, oh, man, this is, you know, where this happened or certain things happened. So
what's the plan? Are you guys going to,
I think I'm going to go there. Yeah. My sister, I know her fiance, he's all in. He, whatever you've talked about wanting this house and it's your childhood house, blah, blah, blah. It's awesome. He likes it. I mean, it's a cool house. It's not like we just want it. It's an awesome house too. So they're all in. So I think they're going to, do everything they can to try to get it.
So maybe by Monday we'll know.
By Monday, we'll have a much better idea of which way it's going to go. But I think my sister's going to do everything but beat somebody up for it. So
good. That's always good to hear. Yeah.
Well, no, hopefully the realtor for both parties hears the story behind it and then has some compassion and empathy and lets your sister have the house.
I told him, let's just go do a stepbrother thing. Start walking around and be like, wait, this is where we buried him, right? Was it underneath this?
Oh, stop it, dude. Come on, man. Text Big Jim's house, Triple Shot Thursday. Yeah, you got to start off with three from Zeppelin because we are efforting to make our program director, JT, who's also here at nights, eat a shoe again. He did it with Bob Seger. And we went on that one, 24 Hours of Bob Seger. So now we're working on
24 Hours of Led Zeppelin. And all that we need to do is get 9,470 likes on our 24 Hours of Led Zeppelin on WCSX Facebook page.
So where are we right now? What's the latest?
We are at 7,189 likes. So we are
getting there.
Three-fourths of the way there. Oh. Now, share this page. I've been sharing it on Twitter and on my Facebook page. You can do the same. Just text the keyword ZEP, that's ZEP, to 248-398-9279. That's ZEP, ZEP. We'll send you the link and you can just share it like to everyone.
And if that doesn't work, if that's not enough to motivate you, the love of Led Zeppelin, the greatest rock band of all time, if you don't want to hear 24 Hours of Led Zeppelin on this radio station, we're going to buy your vote right now in an attempt to make this happen and to honor the 50th anniversary of Zeppelin. A copy of Led Zeppelin, The Song Remains the Same, 2 CD, and all winners qualify for the September grand prize, which is...
a super deluxe box set of Led Zeppelin, The Song Remains the Same, and one vinyl box set, all courtesy of Atlantic Swan Song.
All right, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. We can't make you like the page when we give you the prize. We have to give it away to caller 31. We would highly encourage you to do that. How's that? Was that subtle enough? I think it's subtle.
Just tell them to like the damn page.
Okay, that was our...
I want to hear 24 Hours of Zeppelin.
Oh, we're gonna, it's gonna happen. We have to make our boss finally work for once. Totally kidding, JT. She told me to say that.
I did not.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
You know what this is. This is Jason Bourne.
Call or text 248.
DSX Big Jim's house, Triple Shot Thursday. Coming up next, we know who's playing the halftime of the Super Bowl in Atlanta. And we also know who's going to be here on Sunday night for the Sunday night football game.
What?
Wait. All right. We'll get to it next.
Okay.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Peacemaker's Gun Range on Cottrell and Howell.
Oh, yeah.
Matt and the crew got us on our Workforce City of the Week. Howell, thank you so much for having us cranked up this morning. A little bit of rain still falling in the Motor City as we get ready for Jalene to come in next. Let me see. We got our Zeppelin mentions. Just a reminder for everybody, 1 month from today, October 20th, we will dedicate Bob Seger Boulevard. So if you need all the information about the final tour and you want to make plans, we're going to be in Allen Park. If you need the tour info, we'll send you that. Keyword, of course, is
Seger, S-E-G-E-R. The same number you call is the number you text.
There you go. Okay. We know that Maroon 5 is going to do the Super Bowl halftime
show
in Atlanta. And I know people get mad because they're like, well, there's all these rappers. There's Big Boy and Outkast.
I love Adam Levine.
What happened here in Detroit? I mean, we had the Rolling Stones. It was the same thing that happened here. We're like, we have all these Motown acts and everything else. They were still part of the show. They just weren't the headliners because the Super Bowl is an international thing. So I get people being upset in Atlanta. Like, we have all these great artists here. Like, well, yeah.
It's most cities Adam Levine.
I understand. But when you got all these famous rappers and stuff in Atlanta, that's their point. They're saying.
But that, like, you have to find somebody who's universal.
You mean like this guy?
Yeah!
What?
Halftime at the Lions game or some point during the Lions game on Sunday. I'm still not sure what he's doing, but he's going to be here Sunday for the game.
Yeah!
Okay.
That's going to be it. every time the Lions give up a touchdown to the Patriots.
Yeah!
No. So Lil Jon will be here.
Lil Jon.
We got from Eminem to Lil Jon now.
He's not even from here.
No, I don't know what he's doing here unless he's doing something with Sunday Night Football. But yeah, they said he's going to be here for the game Sunday night.
Yeah!
Real quick reminder, we need to wrap the show here, but a quick reminder, if you haven't got your picks in for this week for Take on Tito, you still got time to do that. There is a game tonight, though, Cleveland and the Jets. I think it's NFL Network. Anyway, it's not important, but you still got time to get your picks in. Of course, the keyword is
Tito, T-I-T-O. He took the Browns, by the way.
I did too, man. I think this is the night. So maybe tomorrow,
we'll be talking about Bud Light.
Unlocking all those coolers all over Cleveland. I put it up on our Instagram page,
is greatness.
If the Lions lose, we'll have tickets tomorrow for the game between Detroit and the Boston area football team. We have to say it that way. We'll have tickets for you to win. If they don't win this weekend, we should lock up like a giant cooler full of Verners.
Verners and Faygo?
Just one or the other or both or whatever. We'll lock it up and we will not open it for everybody until they win a game. Sound like a plan?
Okay.
Did you say okay? No, you got to say it like Little John.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed, like, our Little John sounds more like Jerry Lewis when we do it?
Okay, knife lady with the football with the kick thing.
You'll never walk alone.
Jalene's next. Bye.